Previously on Short Quest Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
I don't know exactly all that happened. I don't really remember it because I just remember crying for the past, like the last half hour of that whole thing.
All aboard. Come on, we're leaving.
You're not fooling anyone. We know you shot it.
Yep, I'm putting a bag over her head and... Okay, this is for your own protection.
I think that's wise, considering your mom's the one that did it.
It's gonna get on the intercom. Everyone strap in.
I am actually not good at guns.
You fools! Those are escaping prisoners! Kill them!
Someone has stolen my codes, it sounds. Take this vessel out.
Let's get fucking dangerous.
Not changing back to Ginger yet, just like scowling as Evandrian at the blank screen. Guys, I think we're in danger.
Wait a minute, I just realized, did I not play the Evandrian fight music for yet last session?
No, I don't think so.
Don't remember.
Son
hearing
of
music.
A bitch, I literally had a fucking his own music for that fight.
Well, that's okay, cause like.
Yeah, we'll do it for this fight.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, so now we are gonna go ahead and get this shit started. So, round one, we're gonna roll initiative. Wait a minute. Oh, I did the wrong thing. That's not right. We're not gonna roll initiative. We are going to instead change this to starship combat. Begin combat. So, roll changes. Now, everybody should have access to the Vanguard, right? As far as what they can do?
Yep.
Okie dokie, I'm going to go ahead and drop you guys all on the ship. Who's going where?
I am remaining captain.
Gunner.
Engineer.
You're gunner. You're engineer. Sadoon, where are you going?
Chief mate, I guess.
Chief mate. Okay, I think those are all acrobatics and athletics, so you should be pretty decent at that as well.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and move on to the next turn. So we're going to jump into engineering. So that is you... Adam, if you remember, you have a few different options you can do. You got your divert, hold it together, patch, overpower, quick fix.
I can't do quick fix yet. You need 12 ranks in engineering.
Oh, do you? Interesting. Just in case, I'm going to throw this in here again if anybody needs it. This is a little shortcut. All the actions that you guys can do.
Excellent. Thank you.
Patch, hold it together, or divert. So which one of these is going to help these engines not suck butts?
Conditions effect on success. So if you patch, you can reduce, on a success, you treat a condition of one step severe for a remainder of combat. So essentially you can patch it up, which makes it so that it's now, instead of being malfunctioning, it's glitching, which means from a -4 to a -2.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. He's going to try to patch the engine.
Okie dokie. Well, go ahead and roll me a patch then. Well, actually, real fast, before you do that, let me go ahead and what is your engineering rank?
Right now. +14.
Okay, I just up to 14. So if you roll it in the ship now, it should work right.
Patch.
You get the old patch, Adams. There you go.
25. Well, it gave me
25.
A +8.
Fuck yeah, so.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, it gave a +8. It should be 14. So add 6. Oh. 31.
31. Maybe it didn't take effect before I got it punched in there. So what did you need for that? You needed malfunction. You needed 15 plus 1.5, the ship's tier, which this ship is a tier 3. Ooh. So, yeah, you definitely need it. Never mind. 1.5 times is not it. So that's like, what would that be, like 25? 20. So technically, like, 19.5 or whatever. But anyways, Ness, you totally patch it up. So now the ship is no longer malfunctioning as far as the engines go. It is just glitching. Next up is the piloting checks. Everybody go ahead, roll your piloting check, including you, Eddie. We're going to see who goes when during his combat.
Ooh.
Wasn't that freaking initiative?
I don't know why it actually has you roll initiative. I think that's not when it's supposed to go on.
I love that the orbital drone and Eddie roll the same, but he still blows them out of the fucking water with a 22 over 13.
rolled a 3 for a 22.
A 3 for a 22. Yep. Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it didn't take effect there, so I'm going to roll you and then fix you.
I don't need to be fixed. I'm perfect the way I am.
Actually, I'm just going to leave it because you still get to go last, which is what you want.
Oh, yeah.
No, you want to go last, remember, because then you can change up how you want. Okay, so first up is going to be the orbital drone, which is going to... It's not really an orbital drone. It's just a little attack fighter, but it is going to turn towards you. And it is going to shoot over here. Then we have the Vanguard is going to... So, the Vanguard moves up and targets you. So what are you doing, Eddie?
So I can move, right?
Yep, you get 12. This thing has 12 engines, similar to the Good Vibrations. Because even though they're glitching...
He's just gonna... Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Just skirting right on around him.
Okie dokie.
You might want to remember to turn them as well. Just the way they're facing makes a difference to how guns can shoot.
Yeah, that's why I went behind them.
Are you facing... Like, is the butt facing to them? Or
I think he's just running.
I'm not planning on fighting these guys, yeah.
I was going to say, so that's also something we kind of didn't do correctly before. Before, we've kind of just... Well, no, I think we did it right. You can't, like... For every move you make, you can only tick once. So... But technically, I was kind of letting you fucking drift around, so you were, like, turning yourself slowly as going backwards. I think there's an actual, like a stunt for that. Like, I don't think you can just kind of like keep turning how you want. Usually I think you're supposed to be going forward, so if you tick, you move forward one, tick, move forward one, tick, move forward one, and you always follow it that way. But
so our gun's on top, right? So it shouldn't matter which way we're facing.
Yeah, you have a turret, so that is doesn't matter where you're facing. So next up, gunnery phase. So, Zlanti drone is going to not fire that critical because that gun only has how far can it fire? Not that far, I don't think. Wherever the hell you guys are. It's long range. Man, I gotta remember.
We got 8 tiles away. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
No, that's the other group. You're way up there.
Oh!
Yeah, you guys fucking scooted way past, so...
9, 10, 11, 12... We're 13 tiles away from them.
Short range is 5 hexes, medium is 10, long range is 20 hexes. Oh, so it can shoot. Sweet!
Yeah, it's just a long range.
So that's the crit.
Oh, never mind. The light laser cannon's the short. I was looking at your guys' gun. That's the long range.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay. Okay, which then brings us to the Vanguard Regnant. And the Vanguard Regnant is going to fire twice at you guys. One from the port arc. Wait a minute. That is a gyro laser. Just making sure I got the right distance. That is short range. It can only do 5. 1 second. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just in range.
Just in range. So
who's just in range?
He's a guy that used to be a person. So port arc gyro laser. Roll.
25 to hit us.
AC. Oh yeah, I'm sure up tall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's our AC?
17. Damn.
Okay, so that, and then he is also going to attack with the light plasma cannon. Only an 11 on that one.
Suck it.
Yeah, suck it. Which is a shame, because I'm pretty sure that's the real high damage one.
Yay.
So that one's on a turret. Yeah, that's the 2d12er. Fuck. Okay, so yeah, so that is that thing's turn. Now to you guys.
Oh. That's now us firing, or us... We've already fled this turn, yeah.
Yeah, it's captains you guys are fleeing, and yeah. Gunners.
Yep.
Yes.
Gunner's turn this turn.
Because I've got...
So, Scree, if you want to take a shot, you are good. You're on a turret, so...
Shoot him up.
Light him up.
Oh, hells yeah.
A 24 to hit.
That... does hit.
That's how you hit him with the, with the Scree special.
Okay, so now the damage. First one does nothing. What did I just do? Oh, shit. I did
start a new round.
Damage. Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. Why does it do? Okay, so just everybody's going to do damage now? Okay, let's go ahead and roll damage. I thought it was going to let me flip through the different ships to see who rolls damage. But I think everybody just kind of goes at the same time now.
Yep.
So, the gyro laser from the port arc. 5 damage on your guys is... Oh, I still got my 5 damage. On your port shield.
Aren't we...
And why don't you go ahead and roll...
Directly behind that ship? Wouldn't it be our...
Yeah.
So it should be our aft? Or...
What did I say?
It's port.
It's a port. Port.
Yeah, port is aft. They're the same thing.
No, port's different.
No, it's not.
Port's left.
Oh, you're right, it's aft. I'm an idiot. Port's left. God damn it. You're aft. Your ass. Okay. You've That's been fine. Shot in the ass.
We're shooting you in the ass.
Bit me.
Yeah. Fucking shoot me right in the ass.
Something bit me.
You notice the Navy lady ain't saying anything.
Oh, damn. Look at that damage. Almost rolled max, at least. Jesus.
Ooh. I love it. I love
one,
it.
One
okay,
from
so
max.
Screech is like,
okay, I love it.
That's how Eddie knows Scree's feeling himself.
Yep. Ooh, interesting.
No.
Yeah, not that way, pervert.
You nasty.
You guys just said you're gonna shoot me in my ass. I can. Never mind.
We did.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm just kidding. Moving on.
Stop being an asshole.
Changing roles. Anybody swapping around?
No, but I'm gonna stay as captain, and I was there a captain phase? Or do I just go at any time?
It's at the helm. Yeah, they get to do, like, a bunch of different places. They could have gone...
Okay.
And in the center of that thing I sent over?
Yes.
That, like, middle part tells you everywhere you can go.
Gotcha. Okay, for the time being, I have held my action just to lean in and fume as Evandrian.
What did you have, Elise? Did you want to switch?
Question for Oris. What do you plan on doing on your turn?
He's already patched. So the only thing he can do is divert for right now.
Okay. So, alright. I'm going to stay chief mate. I'm going to hop in and do maintenance panel access when it comes to that time. Give you a little bonus if I can.
Okay, so you're still going chief mate, so everybody's good in their spots.
Yep.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, engineering.
All right. So at this point, Sadoon like hops over to a little panel and starts fucking with some wires for the maintenance panel.
Nice. So yeah, so you go ahead and give me your maintenance panel roll.
I don't think I can fail this.
It's 10 plus. Ooh. Definitely not with the 19. Cool. 35. Yep. So you definitely do that. So because he did the maintenance panel access, Oris, when you go ahead and divert power or overpower, you get an extra system you can power up. So now you can upgrade 2 systems if you roll yours. So if you want to go ahead and divert, let's see if you do it.
2 for a 16.
For
the
16.
DC was 14.
Was it?
That's what it says.
It was. Oh. It was. Goddamn. Okay. That's awesome. I was like, nope, sorry, buddy. And I'm like looking at him like, wait a minute, 10 and 1.5. I think he may have actually got that. But yep, 14 is okay. It does it for us. That's awesome. So yes, 14, you do divert your energy. So you can pick two different stations essentially to give that power to.
Weapons and check. All right, and weapons and shields.
Okay. So yeah, you divert power to shields, which you get 5% of your shields back, which I'm pretty sure is all of it. What are your guys' shields total?
Total shields, 15, 70.
30, 45, 70. So 5% I think would be what, like 3?
Yeah.
What's 5% of 70?
Well, 10% would be 7, so half of that would be about 3.
Yep, okay. So yeah, go ahead and give yourself 3 shield back. Damn near fully healed the shields. I love it. Which, Evandrian ain't doing shit as far as engineering goes. So, moving on to the piloting checks.
Ooh, what I do want to do is...
yes, sorry.
Yes, I am going to target this particular phase. One okay. of my many actions as captain is I can taunt an enemy.
Sweet. Who are you taunting?
I'd like to taunt Evandrian.
That is dirty.
Yeah. So it's a DC 15 plus the starship tier and the enemy tier. So I'm not sure what the DC would be on that for him.
The starship tier plus the enemy tier?
Well, looking at it, enemy starship tier, sorry.
Yeah, so yeah, his ship ain't shit. So go ahead and fire okay. across and see what you get.
So the action is to bluff or intimidate check targeting a specific phase of combat. On a success, enemy crew members acting during the phase take a -2 or -4 for push skills to all checks for 1d4 rounds.
Love it.
So in his case, I would get on the comms and using his voice, mm-hmm. I told you I was going to ruin your reputation. And I want to do that as a intimidate check.
I love it. Give it a roll.
I really hope I succeed on this. Watch me make a fucking fool out of myself. I rolled 18 for 30.
Yeah, you're fine. So yeah, you intimidate him, but it doesn't have like, you know, he's not quaking in his boots or anything like that. This is Evandrian Dax Phallus. But what you do get back is, you dropped a ship on me, you sons of bitches.
No, Eddie is the one that dropped a ship on you. I'm the one that has yet to perform.
All of you will die.
I look forward to seeing you again.
Look forward to stomping on your corpse. Sorry.
So, that's perfect. So yeah, he has a, so what's that, a -4?
If it's, well, it's a it's a -4 for push skills. So I'm specifically okay. targeting the helm phase for him. So any push skills that he attempts to use, he'll take a -4 on, and if it's not a push skill, he'll just take a -2.
Oh, okay.
And that's for the next 1d4 rounds. Oh yeah, I should be using his granddaughter. I was even thinking about that.
That'd be fucked.
Ugh.
Yeah, so for the next 4 rounds... Yeah, for the next 4 rounds, he's fucked up.
Ooh, gotcha. Yeah, technically, you guys don't know what she looks like. You could do the armor, but you never saw her outside of her armor. She had like a covered mask like his mask is, too.
Unfortunately, we did hear
about... Oh yeah, oh, that's a good point that I'll say over the comms. You know, you should be grateful that I never saw your granddaughter's face.
Ugh.
You're a fucking jerk.
Oh, that stinks.
Yep.
Ooh.
Right in the old.
Hope you
right
don't
the
have
old.
Pictures lying around.
You're a monster. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Did y'all only just catch on?
I'm rolling it. What am I rolling?
You're rolling piloting check. But if you go to your combat tracker, there should be the button for it. Like, just like as if you're rolling initiative.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
Still 23.
Still wins.
No matter fucking what, I cannot.
Rolls a 4. Rolls a
4. Still wins. This is what I made him to do.
I know you did. I know you did. One second. I just need to know.
He was born for this.
And Comet giggles at -4 of Andrian's helm push check. Yeah. Don't worry, he'll get there in a sec. So Vanguard, Regnant. So yeah, now we get to go to the helm phase, which is where we get to do all of our moving and stuff. You did your whole talking shit to him. So the Vanguard Regnant is going to 1. What's this thing do? 10? Okay, 10. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to try to cut off your escape. And then we're going to go to Evandrian, who's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okie dokie. And then Eddie, where are you going, buddy? Remember, this is the time you can do all your fun fucking weird checks and shit.
Okay. I'm going to spend a resolve point.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm gonna full power.
Okie dokie.
What's the power? SR?
It is the shit. I can't remember.
Is that ship rank or something?
Skill ranks?
Yeah, ship rank.
Skill ranks?
In this case, it stands for ship rank, which is their because TR is their tier, isn't it?
If it's skill rank, I can't do it yet. So disregard.
Yeah, skill rank. That's why I can't use some of the moves for engineering.
So yeah, never mind.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Because I'm at 5.
Yeah.
Because we're level 5, sadly. Yeah. I'm going to do a stunt. This stunt in question is going to be flyby.
Nice.
So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. And go. And then there's a flyby taking place on this fella if I succeed the roll, which I will.
Give me that fucking natty one.
That's a 19 for a 30 for a...
It wobbled out for a second.
Yeah, but it landed on 19 for a 38.
It did land on a 19 for a 38. Yes, I get it. Yeah, your points are super fucking high. Uh-huh. I get it.
Yeah. 38 high.
Can I not... Can I seriously not fucking hit you guys?
Scree can hit them, though.
Yeah, it's the flyby. Okay. God damn it.
Yeah!
I fucking hate you guys sometimes. Which brings us to the gunnery phase, which is only Scree. Scree is the only person that gets to take a shot as that flyby happened. So go ahead and take a shot, and you can let me know what arc you're firing at.
And Scree's just kind of like touching the blood on his chest, still probably bleeding. He's like, is just aimed at vaguely the same area that he got shot.
Nice.
As they fly by.
Give me that attack.
Shoot at their butts as we fly by.
17 on the Regnant. That actually does not hit.
Nope, he was distracted. Yep. He's got some owies still.
I think the shields just absorb it. I don't think he misses in this case because the shields got the beef to them. So like you can hear over the comms, they're like, power to the aft shields, and you see it like energize up as you're like, fucking blast the back of it. They got a good engineer on that fucking ship.
For now.
Yeah, well, I think he's a butthole.
Okie dokie. Which brings us to the damage phase, which in this case does not do anything. So back to changing roles. Everybody want to swap up or do anything weird?
I think I'll stay put.
You don't want to swap out a pilot?
No, all right.
Okay.
Or is it switching consoles?
Okay, where are you going?
Science.
You're going to science. I like it. Okie dokie. Oh, keep fucking tapping shit. Okay. So doing you still chief mate?
I am still chief mate.
Sounds good. So engineering phase. Who's going? Ginger, are you doing anything on the engineering phase, or were you waiting?
No, I'm waiting for the gunnery phase on this one.
10-4. Okay, piloting checks.
I rolled a 2 for a 21. You beat me that time.
Hey!
Good job.
Huzzah!
But that one didn't.
So 21. So first off goes the Regnant. So it is going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Trying to cut off your escape as best they can. Which leads it to you. And if anybody else wants to go in this phase, it is now your turn as well. Which would be you, Oris.
Oh. Well, they pulled there, then he's going to target their engines.
I am going to do another flyby, so.
Nice.
I'm going to go right through them again.
Yep, that's fine.
Their engines are targeted.
Okay, their engines are targeted. What happens if you target their engines and hit?
You crit on a 19 to 20.
Oh, and criticals, I think, do the weapon like you guys just had with your engines. Cool! So, that is awesome. So, they did their move, they did their move. So, Evandrian is going to attempt to... He actually does have 6 ranks.
Anything that he does, he's got a minus 4 in. If he has to roll.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so he is going to... Yep. Natty 20! Woo! So, they are going to full power, which means they can move up to, like Eddie was trying to do. I don't think you guys think you're still too fucking far away. So that is, 18 squares? Which means he can move, 90 feet? It's not far enough!
If he goes in a straight line.
He's not even close enough to shoot you! God damn it! Okay. So that's that. Gunnery phase!
Oh yeah, so now is when I'm going to act as captain.
Okay.
So, still as Evandrian, we haven't slipped out of this skin yet. Mm-hmm. Gonna lean over the comms, and I'm gonna hail Scree. And I'm gonna do a demand on Scree, so it's an intimidate check.
Okay.
And, my intimidation is going to be, little goblinoid. I am going to blow your Eddie, your family, your crew out of the goddamn atmosphere unless you hit me! And that's gonna be an intimidate check for a +4 on anything Scree does to gunner phase shoot things.
Okay. Give me that intimidate check.
Fingers crossed it goes well. Seems, 22.
Seems fine.
It's a 15 plus 1.5 starship tier.
So he is the starship tier for that ship is a 3, I think. Yeah. So that would be +5 or +4. I think you round down in that. So yeah, you make it. Either way, +5 or +4, you still make it.
So you get a +4 on the flyby. For this.
Yeah, it's a +4 on any one check.
Okay, here you go, Scree, your shot. Targeting the engines.
Yeah, I just threatened your family.
Evandrian.
Evandrian just threatened your family.
Yep.
I and Evandrian are one and the same.
Alrighty. We're gonna have a Scree, who's looking a bit pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
He's gonna pew pew. He's gonna pew pew. I'm not gonna do anything special.
Gonna be crit on a 19 here.
So just roll a 19 real quick. That's +4.
That is a +4, which just hits the Vanguard. So you do hit the engines. It is not a critical, unfortunately, but go ahead and roll us some damage.
Damage is later, correct?
Oh, yeah, so an 18 doesn't hit?
No, it does.
Oh, okay.
It was a 19, wasn't
no,
it?
18.
What do you roll?
Rolled a 14 +4.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. It actually doesn't hit. I apologize. I thought it has a AC of 19.
Oh, okay.
I thought I looked at the wrong number. But, okay, my apologies. Didn't mean to get your hopes up. So no damage this round. Which goes back to changing roles. Anybody going anywhere, or are you guys just skedaddling?
Okay, well, I mean, go back to engineering.
Okay.
I will do my panel access again.
Okie dokie. So, we're going to jump into engineering then, if no one else is moving. So, you're doing panel access first, so go ahead and slap that panel access there. 18, which actually still works. Fuck, okay. Yeah, it's only, what is it, like it's a 14, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, actually that one might be even less, because it's only 1.5 and it's a 10, so it's like 12. Anyway, so yeah, you get yours, so the panel access works. Oris, your turn, if you want to do some diverting or whatever the fuck you want to do, buddy. 25 works for you too. What were you trying to do?
Increase the speed by 2.
And you get to pick something else, too.
I mean, I shield?
I do shields and heal it fully. Yeah, so, yep, shields are maxed out now at 25 to the aft. Piloting checks all around. Eddie, natty 20s on his roll. I'm going to push the button, but I don't think it matters. Yeah. You know what? I'm actually going to fix it just so you can have your 39. It doesn't matter. You're still all the way up to the top, and this is essentially over, but I'm still going to give you your 39 because you deserve a 39 because you just rolled a fucking A. I
appreciate it.
Yep. I'm not gonna rob you of that. So, the helm phase. First off is the Aslanti drone. And he is going to...
regret ever fucking with us.
So he is going to attempt. This is a very good question. Would he be able to do this? I want to say he tries to ram you.
I thought.
I love that he's that mad.
But I just got to make sure I know the rules real fast, because the vehicle ram I don't know is the same as the starship ram.
Yeah, because you don't do it with starships, because you fucking die.
It's true, but it's a drone.
I mean, so. But if he's that angry, like, I love drone, this. Though. It's very dramatic.
Yeah, he's a drone. He doesn't give a shit.
If that's a drone, yeah, he's not in there.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking care. It's like a robot.
Yeah, okay.
Remote control ship.
There is a maneuver called ramming speed. Or a stunt called ramming speed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there? I don't see
but
that
I
shit.
I don't know.
I don't see it.
I swear I just saw it. Where was that? Was it a maneuver? I just saw it somewhere. I literally hovered over it.
I'm looking for it too.
Yeah, if you hover over stunt, it's one of the options. Ramming speed, you fly your ship fast and true, you gain a +2 circumstance bonus to gunnery checks to ram the target, and if successful, you deal additional damage to the target equal to your starship's tier. So yeah, fuck it, he's gonna do that.
Yeah, he don't care.
Oh, there it is. Oh, sweet, you can just select it. Where the fuck was it? Ramming speed, boom. So he's gonna take a -4 on that, because that's a push ability.
Oh, rolls a 1!
Oh, yeah! A natty 1!
Okay, so, Eddie, give me a reflex save on this thing. Just real fast. I wanna do this. I'm hoping you roll well, because I want something cool to happen here.
Oh.
Natty 29! For a 29. That's perfect. Okay, so... Yes, you see this thing come tearing ass at you, Eddie. Unless you have something very specific you want to do. I'll leave it up to you if you want to illustrate this.
No, I'll go for it.
Okay. And you see this ship coming from a mile away. You're just like, you're like calling it. You get it. You're just like, this guy's pissed enough. He's probably going to try to ram me. like you just know it's coming. So, like, as he comes, like, just barreling at you, you are just kind of holding steady, just powering along. Oris hits the engines into overdrive just as this thing comes in behind you. And you, last second, kind of flip the ship around. And just enough that the shield, like, just fucking bumps this thing. And he just sends him spiraling off. And you just see it slam into some space debris off to the side. Like, just explodes. You just, like, it's like a fucking judo flip. like, just use his own inertia against him and just, like, yup, use the shield to kind of, like, divert him in a different direction. He goes fucking flying off, smashes into this thing, and explodes. So.
Bumper cars.
Oh, those pieces. It's almost like what you left your daughter in. Ah! Granddaughter, but.
You don't get a response.
Yeah.
I think you may have cut off his communications by killing it. But this thing, one,
he's gonna
two,
put me in a fucking specimen jar, I swear. That is my goal.
This thing's gonna try to catch up, but it doesn't matter. Now you get to move. So you're moving off the map.
And you'll get on the comms. So, two choices. We can leave this thing in the dust. I can do that right now. Or we can shit in the Zlanti cereal. Cast your votes.
Let's just get out of here.
I think you're skilled enough to shit in their cereal, Mr. Fry.
Scree?
Scree's like perks up at the comms.
He's gone. He's dead. Well, he's not dead, but his ship is gone. It was a drone. Might have more, though. I guess it's probably smart to just leave, huh?
Oris?
Well, Oris is still thinking about what they did to his dad, so he responds with, blow them out of the fucking sky.
That's a real fucking cocky with a coil gun.
Oris, if we get an opportunity, do you think you could get into their comms and maybe get Evandrian's codes?
They
could
attempt,
be very useful.
But chances are, if we fight them, there's not going to be much left to get into.
So here's what I'm going to do.
So Captain Eddie's call.
So you can move a tick, right, per move, right? Is that a, like, rotate?
Yes. Yep. So before you move, you can tick one, move forward, tick one, move forward.
So like that?
Yeah, but, like, side to side. So, like, if you're pointing at the up to the left, you can go up to the right.
Oh, like this?
Yeah, full facing.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's doing a flyby and then flying off the map. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, they don't get a chance to respond because you're leaving the game. So go ahead and give me one more shot on them, Scree. Let's just fucking end it that way. Actually, if anybody else wants to power everything up, feel free.
Yeah, gonna give Scree a bit of encouragement on that one.
Okay. I knew you were
which is
hit
diplomacy.
It. Yeah. Go ahead.
Which I think Scree hits anyway. Yeah. That's DC 15 to encourage, so you have a +2 on the attack.
No, thank you, because he failed anyway.
Ah, that's okay.
He's a bit distracted, because he's kind of bleeding still.
Yep. Yeah, that was a tough one, because you had, even with your +7, you essentially had a 50-50 shot to, like, land any of those tags, because that thing was a, Oh, no, you had less than a 50-50, so yeah, you're fighting against the odds there. You lit him up that one time. Okay, so you guys move off the map, and you start pulling away from the ship. You give them a little kiss, light them up a little bit, and shoo, you're off. And you hear them calling after you, and you see the guns firing off, trying to hit you guys. And you just kind of barrel roll out of it and don't get touched by it. And you zip off into space, and after a minute or so, you guys fire up the drift drive. The opening of that purplish black energy opens up, and you guys get sucked inside. Congratulations, you all
shit in his cereal.
Broke you shit in Vandrian's cereal. You guys have successfully broken Sedona 17 out of Galta Prison and are on your way back home. Congratulations, you all level up, and that's it for tonight.
Hey!
Hey!